You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Good morning and happy Tuesday. How was your weekend? How was your last day on Blackcomb for the season? Oh my gosh, Saturday was an absolute doozy. Like, how warm. Like, my heart was so full for my last day of ski school. Like, yeah, truly grateful for that job and that perspective on life. Like, and, you know, nurturing passion for skiing in our youth. Like, I'm buzzing still. Like, what a day. We skied Falls Face, like Spankies, and definitely brushed up our goggle tans, which is also what's going to happen to you today. I know, bluebird this morning, but a couple clouds on the horizon, yeah, foretelling a bit of convective flurry that we're going to see later this afternoon. But yeah, much cooler temperatures as well, which means, oh yeah, we're definitely going to see a bit of a melt freeze cycle, with it being like -8 at Pig Alley, but above freezing at, yeah, 4:30 last night. It has dropped 7 degrees. Yeah, we're talking -8 at Pig Alley right now. Shocking, hey? So yeah, oh boy, are those groomers going to be firm today until that sun really packs an impact. And that's because we've got a northerly, a north, westerly breeze happening too. Sorry, northeasterly. Like, oh yeah, the Horseman Hut, we're talking -11 this morning. Yeah, same at the peak and across the Roundhouse and Rendezvous elevation too. We're talking -8, -9. So beautiful skies, but real cold this morning. And yeah, for the rest of the week, well, tonight we're going to see, and this afternoon, some flurries, you know, a little bit of light snow, but then we've got another ridge of high pressure coming through tomorrow, which is going to give us some clear skies. But temperature wise, yeah, the freezing level is going to stick around 1400 from tomorrow. Kind of, yeah, up until Friday's episode, I can give you another check-in, but that's when we're going to see some warmer temperatures too, a bit more spring skiing with a freezing level above 1800, maybe even the tippy tops come Friday. But expect clear skies over the next few days after today's flurries this afternoon and over tonight. And we have a base of apparently 2.21 meters at Pig Alley. But surprisingly cold this morning. You're going to want to layer up. And if you're looking for groomers, well, this time of year, with Whistler being the only hill that's open for the remainder of the season, we start to see a couple of interesting groomers, you know, like near rabbit tracks there and Kaleidoscope getting groomed. But not today. No major standouts. But I can let you know that Upper Peaked Creek is not groomed. So if you're heading up that way and are expecting a groomer, nah, good luck. Well, yeah, you've got Highway 86 and the saddle will be fun to straight line, but yeah, below 1700 meters where the snow would have got, you know, warmed up, corny, granulated, or yeah, mashed potatoes for the ski out, you name it, then below that that freezing level, 1700 meters will be, yeah, firm this morning. And speaking of which, yeah, getting to and off the hill, a reminder that the upper lots, they are not open for parking. Yeah, Excalibur is not running, but Whistler Village Gondola and Creekside Gondola are in operation to get you up the hill starting from 9 a.m., which I'm personally into. You know, traditionally, it's always like a 10 a.m. start with, of course, you know, a bit of a leeway beforehand. But 9 a.m. means that when we do get some pow, we can get up there earlier than 10 a.m. before it gets really sun affected. So do we have any pow in the forecast? No. Some precip maybe for next week on Tuesday, but early days on that system just yet. So I'll keep you posted on Friday's episode, because that's right, we're down to the summer schedule, Tuesdays and Fridays, or depending on, you know, some hiking plans or whatever, I might do an episode on a Monday, but two episodes a week with a bit of a sleep in. Yeah. Like, although not setting an alarm yesterday for the first time, still woke up at 6 a.m. But let's give you the info you're waiting for, less about me, because you do want to know what's happening on the roads and in the valley too. And your road and valley weather report is brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM. them in Squamish. No better time to get a new adventure vehicle in the sea to sky. So give them a call if you're in the market. Because on the roads, yeah, it's maintenance season. Here's hoping for a few more potholes to be, rectified locally. And I don't know, maybe the exit from Nesta's there onto Highway 99 can be less of a rumble strip and get a good smooth once and for all. Just saying, you know. But on Highway 99, still some roadside brushing to be happening. Expect some lane shifts to potentially be happening, particularly southbound, what with northbound traffic in the northbound right lane and southbound traffic in the northbound left lane happening up until this Friday. That's between Daisy Lake Road and Alice Lake Road. Look for traffic control on there, along with, of course, the continued shoulder closure and right turn lane closure northbound between Scott Crescent and Cleveland Avenue too. That's going to be happening right through until the beginning of June. So and some utility work happening. Oh, that doesn't happen until next week with a shoulder closure in both directions near Ocean View Drive. So I'll keep you posted on that next week too. But yeah, a beautiful day for a drive on the Duffy right now. And probably a beautiful day to go bike riding. We'll get to that shortly because, yeah, I'm going to be giving you biking reports again. But let's stick with the weather for now because yesterday was a high of 10 degrees. But apparently, and what with this cool northerly wind, we're going to see just a high in the single digits today. And as of this morning, -2 in the valley as I record this. But looking for a high potentially of just 7 degrees. However, yeah, a bit of an underreporting recently and it tends to have been a little higher. We'll see. Sunset at 8:09 tonight and 6:15 was sunrise. But here's a record breaker for you. Back in 2021, April 16th, the warmest on record was 21.5 degrees. Okay. But yeah, for tomorrow with that convective flurries and those clouds leaving this evening, we're going to see a mainly sunny day tomorrow and sunshine Thursday, Friday with still cool nighttime temperatures. So not quite safe. No, to do your outside planting just yet. We're talking lows of -3 into dawn. So yeah, hazardous there. But hummingbirds are back. If you are feeding hummingbirds with a feeder, there are some critical things to do with regular cleaning. I mean it, because the black algae buildup that builds up in there is fatal to hummingbirds. So if you're going to take on that responsibility, because it is a joy to witness, make sure you are changing your hummingbird water every 2 days at least and really thoroughly cleaning your feeder too, and never use anything apart from cane sugar. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, so beautiful sunshine the next few days. Sunscreen definitely to be utilized on the hill. But if you are biking, yeah, exciting stuff. Because tonight is actually the first trail night from Walker. And it's going to be happening from the bottom on Flashback 4. And as always, you do need to have a membership. Signing up prior to is mandatory to ensure the event and ensure they have enough tools, food, and first aid attendance. So yeah, the first Tuesday dig night of the season tonight. That's amazing news with, you know, Dan Raymond, the Walker's lead trail builder, giving us the first trail update. He and the crew have been doing some odd snow days and winter operations, removing winter debris, clearing drains, and fixing up some brake ruts and emphasizing some berms already. They're going to continue with the spring cleanup on the far out Flashback loop before it gets too busy because, yeah, there's already a lot of tree clearing happening, like on Baby Train and Bareback Climb. And people reporting just yesterday that Cedars and Three Balls have just like one patch of snow. But then on Cheap Thrills, you know, just the other day, a couple minor snow patches on the climb up from Stonebridge, but the entrance has a bit of snow and then is good to go about 50 meters in. Oh yeah, it's on. What with lots of leaf litter on the Rainbow Sprout flank trail too. And a bit of snow near the entrance of Rockwork. And they only rode it from Sirloin to the bits in between the trilogy, though. So, yeah, it's on. People really getting after it, too. I mean, even a Rockwork Orange has some inconvenient snow spots, but people were riding it yesterday. Shouldn't take too long for those to melt with a bit of more nice weather, which means, yeah, even the lower part of the Ascent Trail is going to be pretty good to go soon, but no access for downloading until June 14th is when Blackcomb. Oh no, It's going to be May 20th. That's right. Because when Whistler Mountain closes on May 20th, Blackcomb Gondola opens for sightseeing. Still no peak to peak until June. But that means, yeah, you will be able to download from doing the Ascent Trail as of May 20th. Good to know. So events wise for you, let's do a little roundup for the week because there's a few things happening. Of course, it's Tuesday. Karaoke night is still a go at the Crystal Lounge. I believe that'll be happening tonight with Let's Get Quizzical back tomorrow as well at Tapley's after a much deserved break for Abby and Stash. And at the library, some really cool events this week. Of course, on Wednesdays, their usual plethora of amazing events, you know, like the WCSS outreach, you name it. And coming up, actually, a really interesting event happening. What day are we to get again today? The 16th. So tonight is a Power of Networking mental gym event with Kaya and the community room. Kaya, having come back from double knee surgery last year, an absolute rock star. Absolutely. The power of the mind is something to really celebrate. So that's a really cool thing happening today, along with a film screening and transportation chat with Dirt Relations tomorrow at the library at 6 p.m. And on Thursday, the Barbed Choir 2, they have a Gordon Lightfoot sing-along and an intro to nature journaling happening too on Friday. But some more events like want to tell you about on Sunday. If you want to know, there's an open mic night for writers, poets on Saturday at the Fireplace Lounge. I'll remind you about on Friday because still more to talk about, like yoga at the Ordain Art Museum happening tomorrow, 12 until 1:30. And of course, Fire Arts Whistler, the long anticipated Pulp Fiction after a vote for the Tarantino standoff. That is happening at the Maury Young Arts Centre tomorrow at 6:30. Yeah, with National Canadian Film Day happening as well at the Squamish-Lillooet Cultural Centre. Yeah, from 7 p.m. It's a film festival. It's the Whistler Film Festival. I'm celebrating with a film screening of Slash Back. 7 p.m. tomorrow. Also, Brainwaves and Brews happening via the Whistler Chamber Gateway Boardroom with BDC. It's their quarterly held 3-hour session, networking, marketing, partnership. So that's happening, yeah, tomorrow night on Friday. Well, we'll talk about Friday when we get there because there's sadly no more Après live music at, say, the Dublin Gate or with the Hair Farmers. The next live performance will be on Saturday at the Dublin Gate from Tim & Co. I know the Hair Farmers, oh my gosh, did a staff party at Merlin's. Looks to be absolutely buzzing just the other day. We do have some events coming up from Aware for Earth Week. Stand by for one about that. But Whistler Community Services are doing a restorative yoga tomorrow, actually. And that's for Whistler residents, aimed at Whistler residents, aged 55 plus. Yeah, tomorrow, 2:30 until 3:30. Maintenance, absolutely key with our active lifestyles. And oh yeah, it's deal season, you betcha. So it's super exciting to see a lot of businesses get involved on that and offer incredibly discounted rates on their packages to encourage business in slow season. And that includes Nagomi Sushi, so I hope to see you there. We're going to have a little closure as of April 28th, but we have our 4-course back, and that's every day of the week for $39. Yeah, I will see you there. And like I said, there is a silent auction happening as part of Aware's Earth Week. And that is going to be culminating in a party next week on Monday at Dusty's, actually. Yeah. From 6 p.m. with lawn spinning as well. Oh, fun. That's going to be super great. You must know DJ Lawn, one of the instrumental instigators of the 2-Acre Shaker. Oh yeah, that's going to be a time. So a great fundraising and event for that. And I'll tell you about the clothes swap again too. But coming up this Thursday is a Sea to Sky Student Short Film Festival happening at Worcester Secondary as a fundraiser to support, their grad's legacy project. It's happening at Worcester Secondary with, I think, 8 films are to showcase actually on that night, which will be, proceeds going towards the 24 grads. Put that on your radar too. And a lot of lost property posts happening currently. What with people doing a lot of spring touring on the Spearhead Traverse, for instance, and to and from the Keys and Clare Hut. Somebody baiting people with a story of a pig being at the Keys and Clare Hut soon. Okay, whatever. But if somebody lost their tent recently on their last day of the Spearhead Traverse, just as they were coming into resort, but it could be anywhere between Whirlwind and the Keys and Clare Hut. So, eyes peeled for lost gear. And yours truly actually admins the Whistler Lost and Found page. So, get at your girl. And of course, get at your girl with any nominations for the Whistler Pulses Be Vocal About a Local. Your opportunity to pay it forward, spread some love. We'll give some goggle sock swag and Coast Mountain beer to people in the community that are kind and go above and beyond. Not that they do it for recognition, but, why not? Let's celebrate people. Including some birthdays to celebrate today. It's Stevie G's birthday. What? Who was rocking out with DJ Surgeon on the patio of Rocket Coffee on Sunday. Happy birthday, Steve, for today. I hope to see you super soon. Along with Angie Muir's birthday today. Tim Barnsley's birthday too. And a few in the pipeline as well. A happy belated for Mario and Nero as well for Sunday. And Dan Groening for yesterday. But J-Mo Drummond's birthday is coming up on Wednesday. Cannot wait to boogie with you at Ski Tour. And that's right, there will be some Ski Tour tickets available on the door. Still waiting for confirmation on time of that, but it will be on the patio because the weather's going to be good. So time might be earlier than the last start time of 5 p.m. because of, things cooling off at sunset just after 8. But Leah Claire Brennan's birthday coming up on Thursday too, along with Legos and Cockles on Thursday as well. Happy birthday, team, because you're awesome. Some super awesome facts for you here. Throwback facts for you, brought to you by the awesome Stinkies on the Stroll. Look like they had a hell of a Masters party at their early opening on Sunday this week. Oh yeah, golf season just around the corner with our golf courses opening on May 10th. Mm-hmm. But on April 16th in 2017, the world record for gathering of Charlie Chaplin lookalikes. This was only 7 years ago. Happened in the Chaplin Museum in Vevey, Switzerland, with 662 people arriving. 2017. Wow. I know, surprising too. But did you know that in 1943, another Swiss fact for you, actually, a Swiss scientist, Dr. Albert, no, not Einstein, Hoffman, discovered the psychedelic effects of LSD. 1929, New York Yankees became the first MLB team to permanently feature numbers on the backs of uniforms, which were in corresponding order to batting order. Did you know that? Or that Isaac Newton became a sir on this day he was knighted. Or that in 1970, Whole Lotta Love from Led Zeppelin was certified gold on this day. Whole Lotta Lead, of course, played on GLC, looked like an absolute melter. Gutted to miss it. Instead, Natasha and I were witness to cheeseburgers getting thrown around the room at Dusty's, and I counted how many times Randy said frig and lost count at 26. I was expecting stand-up, but anyway. On this day in 1994, Prince had his first UK number one with the most beautiful girl in the world. Da-da-da-da. I don't know if you needed to hear that at this time in the morning, but hey, there it is. Hell of a tune. Jerry Lee Lewis, he filed for divorce from his sixth wife on this day in 2003, who was president of his fan club. Okay, cool. All right. Well, there's some facts for you. I know you love it. But I got a joke of the day for you. I think you're going to love. Brought to you from Coast Mountain Brewing, of course. And what with having a sleep in yesterday. I would love to get paid to sleep. It would be a dream job. You're welcome. Track of the day on April's Pick and Mix playlist comes from indie rock band from Britain, Idols, but a collab with LCD Sound System that came out just a couple months ago. And it will be the opening track on Idols' new upcoming album, T-A-N-G-K. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but with LCD Sound System, I'm loving this track, Dancer. It's a banger. So I hope you have a banging couple days. I'll chat to you Friday morning. Enjoy the spring skiing and the sunshine. Make sure you wear sunscreen.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and apres needs.